You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What up? And a good Friday afternoon, a good Festivus Friday afternoon. We will get to the airing of the grievances promptly at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Cannot wait.
How's everyone doing? It's good to see your smiling faces.
Is this Friday already?
It's Friday already.
Ooh. You're the only one I've known who said that.
Well, I was off Monday, so.
Oh, that's right.
It does feel like it's been a little bit of a long week. Just slight long.
We got the cornhole tournament tomorrow.
Yeah. Cannot wait. We have merch, people. For us. We have merch.
For the first time in my existence at this company, we've got t-shirts.
No. It goes even deeper than that, Sam.
Oh.
For the first time in my 30 years at this radio station, 28 to be exact, we have merch that the hosts of the program didn't have to pay for out of their own pockets.
Astonishing.
That's a fact, Jack.
Yep. So happy.
I like these new
t-shirts. We'll see everybody out there tomorrow. Yep. It's like $10 to spectate or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to register. They are asking, please register, and you can do all that through KMBZ.com.
You can pay the spectator fee at the door, but I do believe we still have spots open for teams at KMBZ.com.
So we do.
Go sign up.
Who's your partner? You got one?
It will be revealed tomorrow.
Okay. Sam, yours?
Bringing the girlfriend.
Good for
I'm
you.
Bringing a ringer that will be revealed tomorrow.
Okay. I have sweet little Sarah Parks as my partner tomorrow.
Oh, that makes me happy. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen her since the train concert.
Yep. She will be there as my partner. Yes. By the way, my other daughter, Maya, I wake up this morning and I find out that she's in Lawrence. That's where her boyfriend lives. And I'm thinking to myself,
it's homecoming.
No, it's not homecoming. Well, she couldn't care less about KU's homecoming. She goes to UCM. It's fall break.
Yeah.
When did they start this?
We missed the boat on what has become a lengthy, fabulous fall break for those kids.
Because they didn't have it when we were in college.
And it's like 4 days. It's not like,
I don't remember having a fall break. Granted, I would have worked every single day, so it wouldn't have made a difference to me.
And I don't really keep track of that calendar anymore. All I know is my other daughter just popped home like several days ago, and I go, oh my gosh, what are you doing home?
So
fall break.
Is youngest on fall break at K-State?
No, and if it was fall break, he chose to stay in Manhattan, Kansas. Yes, he did.
So she doesn't know if it's fall break. She just knows that he's not home.
How does mom feel about that?
I pay the bill and shoot him Venmo when he asks, and he is so happy in Manhattan. I don't know that we're ever going to see him again.
Is he having a good time?
Oh, my gosh. He's having a good time. So, yeah, they've got Dad's weekend in Manhattan this weekend for my youngest, and then it's homecoming at KU. So Lawrence is going to be rocking this weekend.
So who does KU lose to this weekend at homecoming?
I have not looked
Houston,
at the schedule.
And we are going to get whooped.
You don't know that, Sam.
I have all but 100% certainty of that. We'll call it 95%.
Want to remind everybody, because it is my happy, happy place.
Whenever we talk about KU losing, she just moves right on.
Even though she knows she could place a bet and maybe do well.
The grand opening of the new Rose Hill Winery out in Martin City is tomorrow night. Like
shameless
3 to 9,
plug.
They have live music. You know it's my favorite place ever. I cannot make it tomorrow night. I'm going to be out there tonight.
Is this where you posted pictures?
Yes.
On
it's a fire pit.
What are those? The balls?
Hedge apples. That was at the farm with Chicken Dana.
Okay.
But this is just flowers and wine and live music and fire pits.
Nice.
And, yeah, it's really, really my happy place.
Okay. What's our lead today? What do you guys want to talk about?
Well, it is the Halloween season. Do you have a costume yet?
I haven't worn a costume since I was probably 12.
Well, we have a competition at work next week.
You think he's going to participate?
I mean, you're expected to dress up, Scott.
You should at least dress up for the KMBZ Odyssey Halloween.
Fine.
I think you should.
Then I've got one.
You should come as the dude.
No, I'm going to come as a Serbian mobster.
I was just about to say,
that's every
day. You could come as a Serbian mobster.
Here's why I ask.
Come as the dude.
A very astute listener thought, why don't we put together a costume befitting for someone of your stature in this community.
Now, I don't believe they put this together. I believe they were just perusing the aisles at Spirit of Halloween.
Well, it's gone viral. It has taken off. And there is a costume specifically made for Scott Parks fans. And hang on a second, because I'm going to do this live. But don't turn it over yet. Don't turn it over yet.
I'm not.
And do we know the listener's name, Sam or Dan? Because
I know that one of them was made by a guy named Steve. Okay. I'm not sure about the other one.
Steve, I'm going to tell you right now, this is one of the most creative, clever.
This is a Scott Parks costume?
This is a Scott Parks costume.
I don't even think she knows there's one for her,
three,
too.
Two, one. I want everyone to see the Scott Parks costume for 2024, and you can get this at any of those Halloween stores. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
It's a Dana Wright.
We're going to start with the Scott.
Okay. Nice job, Dan.
What does it say? What is your costume?
It says Western Shawnee guy.
The costume is Western Shawnee guy.
Includes cheater glasses, Cancun tickets, 80s hair, metal CDs, not included, a Germany backstory, a Kiss obsession, and that windshield.
Ooh, got to get a Twins reference in there.
Windshield includes, sold separately.
It includes 80s hair metal CDs.
I can't believe I showed up for work like that one day.
Yep, you did.
Also not included, underwear.
All right, now what Dan did not tell me is there's a Dana Wright costume, and I have not seen this.
All right, so go over there, and I'll hand it to you.
Well, I'm live now, so I won't look, but you just read it to me.
Okay. Radio celebrity. Includes random studio animal, pickleball paddle, Advil, and Icy Hot. Not included, a wacky laugh, true crime obsession, and a co-host that may have lived in Germany.
We have no confirmation on the last one.
Very good. Very good.
Check out your local Spirit Halloween today. You will most certainly not find these costumes.
$28.
Okay. 28?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys, that is funny.
Yeah, that's making the rounds on social media and being shared across the metro and
very funny
everywhere.
Very funny.
Thank you, Steve.
Western Tony guy.
I didn't notice a reference to Grey Poupon. Does it come with a jar of Grey Poupon?
It does not.
Is that in the fine print?
No.
Oh.
I love
very funny
for Dana's costume that they included Advil and Icy Hot because I made a call to my dad on the way into the studio. Something medically happened to me in the middle of the night that I would like to discuss with you all.
Oh, boy.
And the reason
is this safe for work?
Yes, it is.
Sound like it.
The reason I called my father is because around...
Wait, you called him in the middle of the night or you called him this morning about something?
I called him on the way in that overhappened because around the age of 50-ish, I remember this happening to my dad. And it was so bad, he went to go see a specialist. They thought, like, does he have MS? Like, what is going on? It turns out he's fine. So I called him to say, what is this? Why is it happening? And he gave me some tricks of the trade, if you will. At 3 o'clock this morning, I am in a deep, sound, peaceful sleep.
Okay.
My left leg, specifically my calf, Daniel, it seized up. A contraction the likes of which I have not felt since I gave birth.
A Charlie horse.
I come shooting straight up, and there was a moment where I almost panicked because I was trying to pull my leg back to get it to stop, and when I did that, it shot to the front of my leg, and the front of my leg seized. What's that part called right there? Your
shin?
Your shin, but higher.
Your knee?
Knee.
It, all right here, all right here.
You guys are so nice.
Dan, it got stuck, and I couldn't get it to stop. I'm just laying there writhing and screaming and can't get the damn thing back out or in or whatever you do. It stuck in that position and would not stop.
You know why? I've had that You're happen. Not drinking enough water.
I knew you were going to say that.
And so potassium?
Yes.
Sodium? Water.
Okay.
Yes.
My father said magnesium.
That too.
Yeah.
That is a muscle relaxant.
Oh, okay. And I should probably take that before bed. And Dr. Take, shameless plug, has those. So magnesium, so potassium, and what? Mm-hmm. What was the third one?
Salt. Water.
And water. So the fancy salt that everybody talks about, the Celtic salt, the pink Himalayan salt, I think is one of them.
Yeah.
Sprinkle that in your water before you go to bed.
Oh, God.
Not a whole lot of it.
She doesn't drink water.
I will.
But first, you have to drink a lot of water. So as someone who had growing pains for 5 years of my life, that was a nightly occurrence for me because no matter what, I couldn't drink enough water.
I knew the phones would be ringing. I thought I was going to die. At one point, has it ever happened to anyone where it just won't stop and it is just seized in that position until, I don't know, you have to go to the ER?
No. Well, I sleep with a glass of water on my nightstand.
Yeah.
And I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll drink water in the middle of the night. I don't get cramps or growing pains, whatever you want to call them, because I am hydrated. You're not hydrated. That's your problem.
Potassium, magnesium, and then my dad said my grandmother used to drink pickle juice.
Yep.
And he said that's
very
hydrating. It's not an old wives' tale. It's because there was so much salt in it.
It works.
I drink it every morning.
The salt will knock down your cramping?
Yes. Almost immediately.
I didn't golf. I didn't play pickleball. I've been painting like a maniac for the last 2 days.
Isn't salt a diuretic?
Well, so if it's the regular iodized white table salt, yes, it will dehydrate you.
It's about finding your homeostasis at your age
and
physical ability.
Would that be a mature age?
Yes.
It would be a very mature age.
Is the Charlie horse something that happens only to the mature woman? I'm just asking.
It's happened to me.
I mean, I got them at 14.
Yeah, but growing pains is not the same as what happened to me last night. Mm. I thought my calf was birthing a child without an epidural.
And by the way, don't fight it. Fighting it makes it worse.
Yep.
So when you try to stretch it out, all that does is cause it to cramp harder. You need to drink water, you need to elevate, and you need to rest.
Okay. 3 a.m, that thing came knocking on Dana's door like the devil.
Do you know how much water you drank yesterday?
Zero. 0 grams.
No, I'm going to go right now and fill my little Kiowit cup, and I'm going to drink right out of that. Very excited.
You did not answer my question.
I did have a Diet Pepsi this morning, too.
No, what he asked was, do you know how much water you drank yesterday?
Overall?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that you should keep track of.
I had 2 glasses of wine at dinner last night at Aqua Pennies.
Nope, nope, nope.
It is made of water, but that's not what we're talking about.
But it's also a diuretic.
I don't know what your problem is. You keep bringing up diuretics. I don't have that problem. My problem's lower.
No. A diuretic, like alcohol, is a diuretic. What it makes you dehydrated. Like salt is a diuretic.
It will help strip the cells in your body of the water that it needs. And that's why you have to, as they say nowadays, hydrate.
I see what you're saying.
And they don't call it a dehydrator. It's called a diuretic. Like alcohol is a diuretic. Salt's a diuretic.
Yeah, it's about finding the balance. You know, having your minerals, your vitamins.
You may want to work in a daily banana.
Yes.
Okay, that I can do.
A banana a day keeps the diuretic away.
Okay, so the Western Shawnee guy Halloween costume is actually making the rounds on Facebook.
Is it really? Oh my God, that makes me so happy.
It's right there, look.
Random studio animals, pickleball paddle, it just Advil might and show Icy up Hot. We need to add magnesium and potassium to this list now. One size fits most.
Mackie wrote about it. Dead, I died, dead, resurrected, and then died again. Wow. Wow.
Oh, my God. I love you guys.
And I'm sharing this right now.
So clever.
It's very funny.
And it makes me laugh.
All right. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
It got stuck and I couldn't get it to stop. I'm just laying there writhing and screaming and can't get the damn thing back out or in or whatever you do. It's stuck in that position and would not stop.
Sounds like a personal problem to me. By the way, Texter, you're right. Salt is not a diuretic. It makes you actually retain water. Caffeine is a diuretic.
Oh, well, okay.
Chuck in Warrensburg. Chuck, hello.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I woke up one night with the calf and the hamstring going crazy. And once I got the hamstring under control, then I had to stand up to get the calf to stop. If you're laying in bed and the hamstring goes, the best thing is sit up in bed and lean forward over your knees. That is an automatic nerve cutout for that muscle to shut off.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good to know.
It will stop cramping. And then your calf, if you you do the stand up and then rock forward on it. That stretches the calf and allows more blood into the muscle.
Okay.
Yeah, and then lots of water, magnesium, and salt. Potassium.
I'm drinking water right now, Chuck. During the break, Escott, I ran down and I did the deal.
Did you flavor it?
I did. I got to have something in there.
It's 84 ounces a day, so anything you have with caffeine is going to take that all out.
Well, then I'm net negative.
Well, you're drinking a Diet Pepsi.
Well, that was just on the way in here. I've got the water now, and I will drink the water. I promise.
Good luck.
Okay, Chuck. All right, be good.
Yeah, every time you drink a soda, it pulls that water out of your system.
A story here from Channel 5. The Independent School District is looking further into what happened with a second grade student taking the wheel of a school bus as it bumped into another bus just feet away.
Oh, God.
A spokesperson for the district sent a statement to KCTV 5 and writes in part, quote, after reviewing the footage, we found that the bus driver had invited a student to sit in her seat as part of a demonstration of safety procedures, not to drive the bus.
Oh, God.
The engine was not running, and the student was not in control of the vehicle in any capacity that could be considered driving.
It just rolled? The wheels on the bus go, ah, ah.
They claim the vehicle traveled under 1 mile per hour and bumped into another bus that was parked roughly 6 feet away. No injuries reported, no damage reported. Police were called. Labeling this event as a crash is a gross mischaracterization of what actually occurred, according to the school district. The district said although the safety demonstration was well-intentioned, it will be reviewed to ensure that such an incident does not happen again. Okay. Why was a second grader sitting in the driver's seat in the first place?
But follow me here. I understand what the bus driver was trying to do, if you think about it. You pick the most responsible student on the bus, and you say, okay, you sit here, you pretend you're me. And if there's a fire, or if we're going to go through the safety stuff, I'm going to show you, especially if these are elementary kids, I'm going to show you what we're going to do. And then you get up as the bus driver, and you show them how the windows come down. You show them how to open, you crank that crank thing that opens the front door. You show them how the back door opens.
But why do you need a student sitting in the driver's seat to do that?
Well, maybe she was just like, you pretend you're me and I'm going to pretend. You know what I'm saying? I can see how this would. I don't think it was like, hey, let's see if we can get you to drive the bus.
A bigger question would be, why is there a student in the driver's seat without the parking brake engaged? Because this thing did not just randomly start rolling on its own.
Probably
and
not.
And something tells me that a 7-year-old, I would hope, is not strong enough to disengage the parking brake on something like a school
or
bus.
Or even know where it would, even know where it would be.
Yeah.
Speaking of school, a California high school is putting hall passes in the past and now requiring students to use a QR code to leave the classroom. Some students feel the new policy is an invasion of their privacy. Jacob Green, who is a senior at Edison High School in California, says he doesn't want to be told when or how long he can use the restroom on the Huntington Beach campus.
Well, welcome to school, bro.
Yeah, welcome to real life.
What?
Yeah. Doesn't want to be told when or how long he can use the restroom.
Well, I don't either.
They're limited, by the way, to 7 minutes.
So am I. Wait, no, it's closer to 3.
5 if you go at the right time.
Correct.
Once I remember that I have to go, I look at Scott and go, oh my God, how much time do I have? And he goes, run, you have 3 minutes, and now I have a UTI.
Students are...
I'm suing.
Wow,
I'm sorry.
That got personal.
You should be able to go to the restroom in an appropriate amount of time and sing the happy birthday song while you're washing your hands. We do not have that luxury here. Name another job where you just can't go to the bathroom.
How did that contribute to you getting a UTI?
Because I'm sitting here holding it like a maniac for 4 hours because I forget to go. And then when there's time to go, there's never time.
We go to commercial break every 15 minutes.
I know, but sometimes it's not enough time. It's just not.
Wait, so it's our fault that
and
you forget
like,
to go?
You need to drink more water. Well, how's that going to work out for me?
Oh, my God.
This took a weird turn.
Oh, no, we just came full circles what we did.
Students are allowed 3 bathroom breaks per day in a 7-hour school day with a 7-minute time limit, and the students are saying that is not enough.
7 minutes is definitely enough time.
I'm telling you right now, if you're in the bathroom for 7 minutes... You either have GI issues or you're sitting there on your phone.
Well, that's the truth of it. They want to sit in the bathroom and scroll through social media and waste away the classroom hours so they don't have to sit there for the lecture.
I have never in my life sat on a toilet for 7 minutes. Never.
The rules, by the way, when you look this up, multiple law firms have taken up these cases, do not specify a time limit for a restroom break, but rather affords an employee a reasonable time for a toilet break or change of attire break or both.
Why are you changing your attire at work?
Oh, not change a tire, which not I don't even know how to do.
Changing your attire.
Changing your attire.
Why are you changing your attire at work?
Maybe you soiled yourself because you don't have enough time to use the restroom.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
You've got 3 minutes.
Run!
We're talking briefly about this story out of California where a high school is now requiring students to use a QR code if they want to leave the classroom because they get 3 bathroom breaks per day. And I'm assuming the QR code keeps track of how many times during the day they've asked for a bathroom break. And they get 7 minutes to go to the restroom. One student says the bathrooms are spaced out weirdly, and it takes half of that time just to get to the bathroom.
I will say that when I was in high school, it was always a weird, which bathroom am I going to go to? Because none of them are convenient, it seems like. From the text line, Liberty School District already does this. Kids sign out using the iPad digitally. It really does work to decrease the amount of time that kids are just roaming the halls.
Okay. I don't think we should have to QR code our kids into the restroom. I'm sorry. Why don't you just handle the handful of kids that are abusing the policy? There's another, if you read further down, you're only supposed to get 2 breaks a day. I'm also...
That I'm not okay with because
dumbfounded by that.
The restroom way more than 3
times. Now the story I have says 3, but the story Dana has says 2. So I don't know which is right.
I think it's 2 outside of the body of your passing period, which isn't long enough to use the restroom and or lunch. Because what the kids are saying is that during the lunch and nutrition breaks, the bathrooms become so crowded because people are all now trying to use that time because they know they only have 2 QR code scan times.
What is a nutrition break?
I don't know, Sam.
Is that like an extended break where I get to eat like
an apple or something?
A protein bar?
I don't know.
Take your magnesium now,
kids. Take your protein bar into the stall. We'll bang them both out at once.
Brian in Kansas City. Hello, Brian.
Hey guys, my son, he's 17 and he goes to Turner District over in KCK, and I don't remember if it was a QR code or what, but it's on the MacBook or the iPad. They keep track of how many times they go to the bathroom and how long they're out, and he's gotten in trouble many times because what he likes to do, and all the other students are the same way according to him, they like to walk around the campus instead of going to the bathroom because they say they don't have enough time to socialize with their friends. So he's gotten a lot of trouble for it, and they've gotten to the point where they restrict the amount of times he can actually go, and he's not the only one. He's told us many times that he is not the only one that's been restricted.
Brian, why not give the kids a 12-minute walk-around break? Oh. I mean that. Just give them 12 minutes.
Because they're not there to walk around. They're not there to socialize. They're there to learn. If they want to socialize on their on their time off when they're out of school. They're there to learn. They're not there to socialize with their friends.
I don't disagree, but in the spring especially, don't you think the teachers would love it that everybody, you take 12. Go. If you need to use the restroom, use the restroom. You want to eat a snack, eat a snack. You want to go walk around the campus one lap to get some fresh air. Scott, you do that before the show sometimes.
Yeah, I go downstairs, yeah.
I don't know why this just clicked into my head. When I was a freshman in high school, I went to a different high school my freshman year than the rest of my time in high school. When I was a freshman, we had hall passes. You had to walk up. You had to have the teacher sign the hall pass to let you out. When you came back from the restroom, they had to sign you back in. And if you were gone too long, you got a demerit.
A demerit? Well, I haven't heard that term in a long time.
Too many demerits, you got a detention.
What would qualify as gone too long?
I don't remember the specific time frame there, but that was also the same school where if they saw the outline of your phone in your pocket, they would take it from you.
Well, and Dana and I'm going to agree with Brian here. You're not there to socialize, and isn't that what the lunch half hour is for?
Yeah.
Is to socialize? I mean,
and for most schools, is it true you're no longer allowed to leave because there's just not enough time for you to get in your car or drive somewhere? Then there's a safety issue.
I know it at Shawnee Mission North years ago when I was living in Roland Park, and that was the closest high school, public high school. I do know that I think the seniors were allowed to leave campus during lunch.
That was the same policy at Shawnee Mission South. I left almost every single day. And I would then basically eat my lunch in class because I spent the entire lunch period driving, grabbing my Subway,
yeah,
and then driving back.
I'm so old. We used to have a designated student smoking area. I kid you not.
Wow.
Did you have to walk uphill both ways to it?
No.
No.
You had a designated smoking area?
In a country I'm not allowed to talk about anymore.
Now, we had kids who would go out back and smoke.
Not cigarettes.
And in a little area, but it certainly wasn't a designated area for that.
When I was in Dusseldorf, we had a designated student smoking area. Obviously outside.
Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. Nathan in KCK. Hello.
Hello. I guess I'm concerned that we're teaching younger generations to be okay with over-surveillance. We track everything now. I suspect that the reason that young people are so anxious is this type of behavior. What if some children have diabetes and they just need more time? You know, they could have type 1 and then they require to just go and use the restroom way more often. I think that we will learn that more time is needed for other reasons. And that stuff should just be private.
I agree.
What if we find that some students are exploiting the system?
And you deal with that with those kids.
Well, am I still?
Yeah, you're still on the air.
Okay. Yeah, I think that you just deal with it individually. Maybe what if the question is maybe they're a dancer and they shouldn't be in this class or something like that? I don't know. It's just so individual.
Okay, Nathan, do appreciate the call. Sean in Warrensburg. Hi, Sean.
I, too, had a smoking section in my high school. We went to Shawnee Heights High School. Dana, you'd be familiar with that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we had a smoking section, and it would not be uncommon for students to be out there with teachers lighting them up or bumming them off each other. So I understand that. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the pass tracker, I'm familiar with that. Not only does it allow students to log in and log out to use the restroom, but it does a couple of different other things for teachers and administration. If there's a limit on the number of students who should be out during the class time,
yeah,
let's say no more than 8 students in the halls at any given time. If you're number 9 and you plug that into your phone or the iPad, then it tells you declined due to too many people in the hall. When that opens up, then you can then sign out and go use the bathroom. So it keeps the number of people wandering the hall at a limit. The other thing it can help do is if, let's say, Dana and her friend Jill like to always get together at the same time every class and they are missing valuable class time. That can be programmed in that if Dana is out, then Jill cannot be out at the same time. So you can also limit who
is. That's a great idea.
That is, running around together and getting in trouble. So I understand the big brother watching and, too much technology, and I totally get that. It helps keep an eye on things because I, as a teacher, only know when you come and ask me in my class to use the bathroom. I don't know that you have asked every single teacher every hour of every day that same question.
Yeah,
and so
sure,
if you're playing around, it's gonna track that as well. So that's some other features that it comes with.
Sean, appreciate the call. Thank you for it.
And if students are missing so much class time that it's making an impact on their grades, a negative impact, obviously, who are they going to blame?
They'll find somebody.
The teacher.
Yeah.
and the teachers implementing ways to try to make sure they're in class.
913-586-7798. Don't forget, we're doing cornhole tomorrow. We have a couple of slots still available. If you want to register your team, just go to kmbz.com. Festivus Friday comes your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Chris in Leavenworth, my friend, you get the last word. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm an instructor in the Kansas City area in a high school. And I got to tell you, when I first started off teaching, I felt the same way as Dana. Like, I'm not going to, like, be the keeper of the restroom race for these young adults, but over time, it hasn't worked out that way. So some of the things your previous caller said were clear, but I wanted to point out that nobody really cares about the kid that's in the restroom for 10 minutes. What we found, though, is we'd have the same kids leaving at the same time every day in every class, and oftentimes they use that time in the restroom either in the halls, or what we find is we'd have a group of them go into the restroom and one of them might leave bloody, or several of them would leave that restroom with glossy eyes, and they were just using that time to coordinate to do the stuff they're not supposed to do.
You said leave bloody. Would they fight?
Yeah, not every time, but it was off in the staging ground because there's cameras everywhere. So they would, it is not uncommon for children in high school, or at least in the schools I've taught anyway, to meet up in the restroom and take care of some business. And then, you know, we had, you know,
and then take care of some business. Situation.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, man. Chris, thank you for the call. Do appreciate it.
How far would you travel for a nostalgic, like, brief experience back in time to the 80s?
How far would I travel?
Mm-hmm.
Probably 8 hours max.
Okay. Attention, Kmart shoppers.
No, I'm not.
It is closing time.
No.
The last full-size Kmart in the continental United States will close Sunday. And shoppers are coming from far and wide, Scott.
Okay.
To get a last look at the Kmart experience. When Chrissy Economos and Gloria McCourtney heard that the last full-size Kmart in the U.S. was closing down, they knew they had to pay their respects, even if the store was more than 1,300 miles away. The shelves have quickly emptied at the Kmart in Bridgehampton, New York, and the two sisters remembered the one in Duluth where they grew up. They went to that store as children in the 80s, no doubt. Probably where they got their first Cabbage Patch doll, Scott.
Okay.
When they got their driver's licenses, they killed time by wandering the aisles as teenagers. Ms. Economos bought her first pregnancy test there.
Okay.
And once they had their own children, the sisters would escape to Kmart, quote, for mom breaks. We would regret this, the sisters are quoted as saying here in this New York Times article, that if we had not come.
Bridgehampton, by the way, is on the far east side of Long Island.
All right, I'm going to show you a photo. It says nothing held back, store closing, everything must go.
Yeah.
There ain't a lot left.
No, that looks like an empty Kmart.
There ain't a lot left.
By the way, respects.
That became a tourist destination once it was the last one in the continental United States. I believe there is still a full-size Kmart in Guam.
That is correct. Visited, by the way, by mostly tourists from Japan. Who want to see what an American retail store looks like.
What a great representation.
I know, right?
I didn't even know Kmart was still alive, other than the one in Guam.
Just the one.
I don't think Kmart knew it.
Quoting her from Jake Berry, they had the best toy section here. They always had exclusive Thomas Train sets.
In the 80s.
Mr. Berry regularly shopped at Kmart as a child with his mother and used to come on his day off just for the specials. Do they still have the blue light specials?
No, because there's no more Kmarts.
Someone would be so smart, if that's not still trademarked, and I don't know why it would be, to resurrect the blue light special. Just make people come on.
Oh, I guarantee you it's trademarked.
My age and older, you would just drop what you were doing and run. Attention, Kmart shoppers. You would just drop what you were doing and run to the back. I don't need a new comforter, but damn, if there's a blue light special, right. My mom was over it.
And there would be a mad dash to the back of the store.
Yes.
Blue light special is trademarked, but it's owned by Transform SR Brands LLC.
Hmm.
They filed for that trademark in September of 1980. So they could sell the rights to anybody they want.
The last status update on that was 2012.
Huh.
Does that tell me that it doesn't?
I have no idea.
First Kmart, by the way, opened in 1962 in Garden City, Michigan.
Really? It's that new? And it, I mean, let's be honest, Kmart petered out in the late 80s. There was a Kmart down here on the corner.
Well, they tried to bring in, like, Jacqueline Smith.
I remember
the Jacqueline Smith line?
The collection.
To lure women away from, like, Macy's and JCPenney's and
Well, I remember going Jones to Kmart store. Quite a bit growing up, the one on Metcalf.
By 1986, Kmart had become the country's leading discounter.
They were bigger than Walmart.
And its second largest retailer behind, not Walmart, Sears.
And then they merged with Sears.
God, how quickly
did they?
Things changed.
Yeah.
And they still have Kmarts in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
I thought it was just Guam.
There's one in Guam, and there's like two or three in the VI.
Well, if you want to go to the one in New York, you've got 48 hours to get it done. And there ain't much left.
Buy myself a ticket tonight.
A headless mannequin. They got those.
Let's go.
News with Dan Weinbaum comes your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.